Reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Hear this, you that trample on the needy and bring ruin to the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath so that we may offer wheat for sale? We will measure out less and charge more and tamper with the scales, buying the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. The word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, who lives above. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, who lives above. Praise you, servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, who lifts up the poor. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens is his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high, and looks upon the heavens and the earth below. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, who lifts up the poor. He raises up the lowly from the dust, from the dunghill he lifts up the poor, to seat them with princes, with the princes of his own people. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, who lifts up the poor.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to Timothy. My dearly beloved, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and the human race, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all. This was attested at the right time. For this I was appointed a herald and an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I am telling the truth. I am not lying. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus told them this parable. Once there was a very rich man who had a steward, and the rumors reached him that the steward was practicing fraudulent business. He called the steward to himself and said, "What is this that I hear about you? Prepare to render an account of your stewardship, for you can do this job no longer." The steward thought to himself, "What can I do? Surely my master is going to dismiss me. I am too weak to be a day laborer, and I am too ashamed to beg. I know what I will do so that I am welcomed into the homes of others when my master dismisses me." So he began to call the creditors together one by one. And he said to the first one, "How much do you owe my master?" And he answered, 100 jars of oil." He said to him, "Here, take your bill, sit down and quickly mark 50. When the second creditor came, he asked the same question, "How much do you owe my master?" And he said, 1,000 bushels of wheat." He said, "Take your bill and mark it 800. Now when the master heard this, he praised the unjust steward for his shrewdness. Well, I say to you, the children of this world are more astute in dealing with this generation than are the children of light. So I say to you, use money well in making friends for yourselves, so that when the money fails, they will welcome you into eternal home. The person who is trustworthy in small matters can be trusted in large ones. The person who is disloyal in small matters will be disloyal in large matters. And if you do not know how to manage money, how can you manage real wealth when it is given to you? And if you cannot manage well the wealth of others, how will you ever manage your own wealth? Well, I tell you, you cannot serve two masters. You will love one and despise the other, or you will ignore one and respect the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.